Today is Tuesday, March 24th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So it's getting a little, it's getting a little bit redundant. We're just sitting at home. Oh, wait a minute. It's time for the coronavirus update. That wasn't really as significant as I wanted it to be. Anyway, it's getting a little redundant to say, oh, well, we just sat around here and did nothing all day. I worked from home again today. Last night, after I recorded, I get bored with, you know, I haven't really gone back on any sort of diet, but I feel like I'm really trying to eat more in the house, which has, you know, become a lot easier since we're doing the whole coronavirus thing, you know, and we're pretty much stuck in the house. So we can go to fast food places because they, you know, fast food places are still open here. I know there are some places. I read an article today that UK were closing fast food restaurants as well because they were saying drive-through only was not effective in preventing the spread of the coronavirus. So, you know, eventually we may see that all of our restaurants close. I mean, even drive-through. So you guys that are depending on like Grubhub and like going through the drive-through windows, you might need to start learning how to cook now. Anyway, I hope not because I occasionally don't feel like cooking. But anyway, so last night we did P90X. Ugh. It was, I don't even know what it was called. I forget. Isometrics or I'm not sure. I don't think that was it, but that is one of them. I can't remember. I've got Alzheimer's, but we did that. And then we needed to go to the store because Mark wanted some things. I use peroxide. I mix a little peroxide with my mouthwash to keep my teeth as white as possible. And I had run out, so I needed that. And they're why can't I think of words? It's the thing, rationing. They're rationing peroxide. So there's a sign next to it, please only take one. But they did, you know, we were able to take one. And then, you know, that was not a big deal. And he needed, I don't remember if I talked about this yesterday, but I think I did talk, maybe I recorded after we went to Walmart. It could be. It could be that I did, and I'm just repeating stuff. I'm so sorry. But he needed a plant, and he needed all these things for his, since he's working from home, he wanted to make his office more, you know, whatever. So he bought a little bonsai tree and a rug and a lamp, and I don't know what else. But so we did that, and then we came home, and for dinner, I cooked. Like I said, I've been not really doing the diet food as much, but I'm like, well, surely just cooking at home is going to be a little bit lower calorie than going to fast food all the time. And since I'm cooking more, you know, maybe this is actually, I don't know, because I'm not measuring it. I've really got to get back on Weight Watchers, but gosh, with all this, you know, there's going to be no travel this year, probably. Pride 48 is still up in the air. We have not decided to cancel it. We are going to have a meeting this Sunday and talk about, you know, what our criteria is going to be for figuring that out. Because, you know, it's at the end of August, so we don't know what life is going to be like at the end of August. But we do have to decide, okay, when are we going to actually make a decision? Because if people have bought plane tickets or anything like that, people need time to cancel that if necessary. So right now, it's still going as planned. Anyway, all of that to say, there may be nothing that I need to lose weight for other than just myself. If we're just going to be sitting in the house, I don't want to get fat or fatter than I already am just because I'm sitting in that. And then, you know, when we come out of hibernation and we all start going out again, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I don't fit in any of my clothes. So regardless, I'm bored of just cooking the same old crap all the time. And I had bought these chicken cutlets, and the plan was, you know, I was going to make something healthy. And instead, because I was like, oh, I want to do something more creative, you know. And then I was thinking, oh, I know, I've got a little bit of heavy cream in the refrigerator that I need to use. It's going to go bad. You know, you got to use stuff before it goes bad, right? And I thought, I'll make a cream sauce, a garlic cream sauce, and I have spaghetti, and I'll make spaghetti with a garlic cream sauce. And then I'll bread, I'll use panko breadcrumbs and everything, and I'll take these chicken cutlets and I'll bread them, but then I'll bake them. I mean, I guess that's healthier than frying them. But that was the goal. I was going to bake them and then have pasta with cream sauce with chicken on top of it. And, you know, and that was going to be, and I thought I might make mix some broccoli with it or something like that, you know, to get a little bit of healthy points in there. At least have a veggie. Oh my God, I said a veggie. Oh no. I'm turning into the Pioneer Woman. Help me. So I thought maybe I'll throw in some broccoli to get some vegetables. I didn't, actually. But the recipe I found online for a cream sauce was not healthy at all. It started with a third a cup of butter, and then you add milk, but you add a cup of milk with a little bit of flour to thicken it up. And oh, well, you saute some garlic in the butter, and then you add a cup of milk. But I had this heavy cream that I wanted to use, so I mixed a half a cup of milk with a half a cup of heavy cream, put that in, and put a tablespoon of flour, and then I put in some salt and quite a bit of pepper, and then, you know, mix that up and let that get a little bit thicker. And actually, this is so weird, but we had pizza Sunday night. We did, okay, so I said I've been doing better about eating at home, and for the most part, I have. But actually, it was Saturday night. But, you know, we normally have a restaurant of the week on the weekends, and we couldn't go to a restaurant because of the quarantining, and we don't want to do that. Even though there are still restaurants open in our area, they're just doing like 50% capacity or something. But Mark and I are trying to be good and like not go out any more than we have to. So we're not doing that. So I was like, well, you know what? We'll have a movie night. We'll watch a movie and we'll eat pizza. Well, anyway, Papa John's comes with garlic butter. And so I was like, oh, this will add to the garlicky flavor of my garlic cream sauce. I had one of these packages left over, and I'm sure it's got all kinds of chemicals in it, but I poured that in my garlic cream sauce as well. Because, you know, you don't want to waste anything. We always say, anytime like ketchup or any kind of sauces come with like fast food or anything like that, we have a little container that we put that in and we save it so that if we ever need ketchup or ranch dressing packets or, you know, something weird like that, we always have it on hand. That's something that I always used to do before I met Mark. So that's not, even though he does not like to waste food, that's something that's kind of like the grandpa in me. Because I think that's like a grandparents thing to do, to have like a little baggie in the refrigerator of like ketchup packets that they've gotten when they've gone to the Dairy Queen. Maybe that was just my grandma, I don't know. Anyway, so I mixed that in, so that's certainly not gourmet, but it actually added some good garlicky, buttery flavor to the sauce. And just salt and pepper, and that was it, and it got thick. And then I had some pecorino, did I? I had some, the Reggiano, it was either Parmesan or Pecorino, I can't remember, but I had some cheese, and I grated the cheese and put the cheese in as well. And so it was a really good cream sauce. I boiled some spaghetti, and I used panko breadcrumbs and egg and flour, and I breaded it, and I added salt and pepper to the chicken, and garlic powder. I added salt, pepper, garlic powder to the flour, to the eggs, and to the panko breadcrumbs. So I got a little bit of seasoning in every little step, because that's what you're supposed to do, right? And then I put them on a wire rack and put them in the oven. And the last 10 minutes, I turned the broiler on. I did it on bake, but I turned the broiler on high so I could get the panko breadcrumbs brown. And then I flipped them at 5 minutes. Anyway, there's your cooking segment, because I don't have anything to talk about. So we did that, and then, you know, pretty much watched TV. I returned an email to the realtor and told them, yes, we still want to at least be sent homes that we, you know, and then whenever we're able to get out, whenever we're not quarantining, we can keep looking because we still want to buy a house. So I don't know how that's going to work. We'll see how that happens. And that was pretty much it. And then today I worked. I did have to go into the office today just for like 45 minutes. And there was practically no one there, but I had to for my job because of the fact that we deal with physical devices. But I didn't really come in contact with anyone because the office is pretty much empty. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.